This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Speaker, speaker, who wants to be speaker? Watching the machinations of the U.S. House of Representatives as the followers try to elect a leader as speaker is better than a soap opera and almost includes the same themes, minus the sexual innuendos so common to that genre. The Republicans are not a gang that can't shoot straight. They're a circular firing squad with bullets and brickbats firing at each other. If you're a Republican, this has to be a horror show. If you're a Democrat, this is a piece of stand-up comedy. For the rest of us living and working here, this is a case study of broken governance. The only thing most of us have to be thankful for is that Trump is not still president, or we would likely have pure anarchy. All of this is chilling once you look at the resume of the main contenders. Jim Jordan from Ohio is one of the founders of the misnamed Freedom Caucus and a charter member of the radical right in Congress as a showboat and flamethrower. He now heads a committee that is ruthlessly partisan. He's been key in bringing down other Republican speakers until Nancy Pelosi worked the room. He was a Trump election denier and is a Biden impeacher. The fact that now he wants to drive the House is analogous to getting offered a ride with someone who already has three DWIs and says he'll get you home safely. No way you should ever believe that, if you know what's good for you. Then there is Greater New Orleans' own Steve Scalise. When he was in the Louisiana legislature, you would have had to have called him the Jim Jordan of the body, a disruptor and headline hound. He was elected to the House from the David Duke White Flight District in the immediate suburbs of New Orleans, where many fled the city to avoid school integration and equal rights for the burgeoning African-American population. Most of us thought it was a good thing when he was elected to the House of Representatives because he could do less damage to Louisiana and Washington. We might now be proven wrong. He's a racist, a conservative, and a hyperpartisan. The fact that many believe he might be preferable to Jordan is a daytime nightmare. It turns out that Steve Scalise was formerly the House Whip under Kevin McCarthy when he was Minority Leader, and now Majority Leader when McCarthy was Speaker, can't abide him, and it's mutual. Him jumping into the race is a regular Game of Thrones move without the gore and bloodshed. Despite all of their professions of unity, including the current Scalise claim that he could unite the House, here in the cheap seats, we have to wonder if Scalise didn't help push McCarthy out. But hey, Mr. 15 ballots before being elected Speaker and now the first Speaker in history to be voted out, now says, hey, if the Republican caucus and their frenemies on the Democratic side can't agree, he's willing to considering being reelected as Speaker. I guess, as a compromise candidate. You can't make this stuff up. Now we have a government that can't govern. A virtual electoral prison being run by the elected inmates. All we can hope is they don't burn the house down and drive the country into the wall, drunk on self-love and ruthless ambition. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.